Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
I'm going to throw a man over the top rope. Then another. Then another. Then another. Then another. Then another. Then another. 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 How many minutes was that? You get the picture, so Steve Austin is going 29 some bitches over the top rope, and he's going to WrestleMania.
I think he went to 31.
Something's wrong with that, I guess. But anyways, welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Sutherland, and I was frozen today.
I have no remorse.
No
welcome
more.
To the, welcome to the Midwest.
Yeah.
I thought I had a bad last year. I was dead wrong.
Why did I like being nice and cozy up in Albany? We're missing this entire system.
Fuck you, dude.
Exactly.
Ow.
That's what I'm talking about.
I came here, thought I was going to be fine, and then as soon as I got out of Tim Hortons for breakfast, whoosh, blasted.
Mm-hmm.
So let's introduce our panel for tonight. First of all, we have my savior and the person who's allowing me to stay, Nikki Haman.
A prominent wrestling figure Wednesday evening called me a smirk. My IWC card is punched for life.
That is
and
true.
And if you want to find out why, go to RVD Radio, go to Rob Van Dam's Blog Talk Radio page to find out why.
Oh!
And it wasn't Rob who did it. That's the point.
I know.
No, Grandmeister didn't do it. But yes, blogtalkradio.com/RVD Radio. Check about the 55-minute mark.
And then, also from Ohio, we have Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Also... check out Russell Crap Boards. I know it's there. Check under Hope RVD on his radio show. I believe the transcript of him is there from Nikki.
I posted no such thing.
No, somebody else did. Shake Master. I think that's you.
No, I'm under Nikki Haman.
No, it's under female call. No, it's a completely different poster who wrote down the transcript.
Oh, gotcha. Shakemeister?
Shakemaster.
Okay.
Where is it?
Keep going,
TNA Boards, Hogan calls RVD on his radio show.
Oh, you spoiled it. Spoiler alert!
You guys keep going. I got to read this.
Okay, then then we also have from New Jersey, who's also getting blasted, Jim Williams.
30 degrees, the present temperature in Leesburg. Snow is falling right now. The wind's going to pick up. We're looking at 2 feet, so I don't want to hear you whining about, 6 inches of snow, Seidelman. Oh, my goodness, my follicles have... they have white stuff in them, but it's not dandruff. No.
Good
Fuck
wow.
you, Jim.
I know of 2 foot of snow. It's hell.
Yeah, but, hey, I get Sunday off, so I don't have to play the religious stuff, so I got that going for me.
Yeah.
And then from New York, we have Jason Block.
This week was a pretty fun week in wrestling to be a fan. Loved it.
Yes, I actually managed to do something incredible with Nikki, but we'll explain that a little bit later in the program. And then we have the only person who's not snowed in VRM.
Ha ha ha! Albany got missed entirely.
Screw
of course,
you, dude.
It's still fucking freezing up here.
Snowballs in your direction, VRM.
Yeah, poof.
Not the face.
And they're yellow snowballs too, so that's even.
Ah!
Oh, would be so such thing.
No, but Daphne and Ruby would.
Oh.
Leave my kittens out of this.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Anyways, let's talk about Royal Rumble.
What?
Which
Good
can
show.
Be summed up in a couple of words. Damn! Good.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yep. Indeed. I mean, it was a solidly booked Rumble match along with a very good undercard. Very impressed with the show.
Yeah.
One segment left a little to be desired in for the cat for me, but all right.
Anyways, moving on.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to be distracted. We were talking about the Rumble with a capital boldface R.
Yes.
Yes, we are. And let's get to the first match of the night.
ECW
title match between Christian and Ezekiel Jackson. Which was a fun little pay-per-view match to start off.
Not bad.
Let him go for a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you let him go for a little bit, and Christian would come out with a win.
Meh. I guess
so. Everybody but Jason, yeah. So everybody but Jason gets points, and the Jason...
That's fine. I don't really care. It was fun. I thought it was, and put it to you this way, Christian and Zeke put on a good 12 minutes of fun. It was good.
Yes. Now, we get to backstage, and we have Teddy Long talking to The Miz. Seems fine all, but he starts the bad mouth stuff. But wait! Teddy Long has an idea. Yeah, do you ask? The two people that hate each other need to have a match. Plus, we got to fill out 3 hours of pay-per-view time.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we get impromptu match, Miz versus MVP. Another good, solid 10 minutes of wrestling. But in the end, the Miz finds a way to win.
And why?
Because he's a heel.
That wasn't the answer I was going for, but that's okay.
Oh, because
what you were going for, but I'm not going to say it either.
Because he's the Miz and he's awesome. Is that the one you were going for?
Yeah, I had to go for the cheap one-liner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But after the match,
that's the buzzer that ends my career. Thank you.
but after the match. Miz is jawjacking at MVP, and then...
Playmaker.
Booyah. Which was a predecessor, which was a premonition of things that were going to happen later on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we get the WWE title match between Sheamus and Randy Orton. Randy Orton specifically told Legacy, stay in the back.
But if you remember correctly, there were promos earlier on in the show that basically had each member of Legacy dissing the other, saying, well, I don't know if you're going to be, you know, basically trying to set up tension between Legacy.
Right. And guess what? Cody plays the role of Goat Boy.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
So Randy Orton gets disqualified, Cody Rhodes gets beaten down, and Sheamus wins by disqualification. Points for everybody!
Hooray!
Yay!
Oh, wait, that's right.
Yes. And then we get to my least favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
We have Michelle McCool on a microphone.
Excuse me.
That's quite all right. She cuts this promo saying Mickey James is not here. So let's bring out Mickey James with Rosie O'Donnell's theme music, using the air quotes.
Oh, no. You mean the Rosie O'Donnell theme music from 08?
Yep.
Oh, God, I don't want to remember.
Yep.
It'd have to make me want to gag myself with a koosh ball.
Those things are still
gag
around?
Gag yourself with a koosh
ball. Yeah. I'm going to work around.
But then, after all of this pigging around...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, bad choice of words, I know.
No, it worked.
We finally get our roll in the mud as Mickey James comes storming off, gives Layla or Piggy James a Luthez press, gets into the ring, gives Michelle McCool a nice, stiff Mickey DT, and she is your new women's champion.
I would like to say that the Luthez press, that was the best use of Layla's fat suit, of being cushioned from taking a Luthez press on the floor. But we weren't done, were we?
No, we weren't done.
Oof.
All the face divas came out with a nice big cake.
Which said, congratulations, Michelle.
And, oh, they gave it to him, all right.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Ow! Right in the kisser.
Well, it shut Michelle up, didn't it?
Looks like she bit off more than she could chew.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I hope it was heavy cream icing. She needed the help.
Oh, God.
Oh. Pick. Ah, yes.
Well, points-wise, me and BRM took the half point because we knew that this had the potential of
the second half of the segment. We knew the second half of the segment would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so
true.
Full points go to Typho and Birthday Boy.
Why? Wait a minute. Not yet. Give me 47 minutes.
Well, we go off the air in 47 minutes, dude.
Exactly.
But we need to sing for you, dude.
Let's right, save us for the end of the show.
Okay. And then we get Undertaker versus Rey Mysterio. Another great match.
I missed this match. I had to make an emergency toilet paper run because we were out.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, I'm not saying anything, but damn, that says everything.
That was good. I like that. That was good.
Okay, it wasn't ten. It's not the worst joke of the day, but go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna point out something that happened in this match, and something that didn't happen in this match that I'm very happy about. Somewhere early on in the match, Ray bloodied Undertaker's nose. Who's gonna go down there and try to help stop her up dead man's bloody nose?
Nobody
from the back to go down there and clean up that bloody nose. I freaking dare him.
Yeah.
Does the Brooklyn Brawler still have a job?
He wouldn't after that.
Oh, how I wished his girlfriend would go down there and help his broken nose.
Yeah.
Oh, she's too busy showering after the cake bath.
Yeah.
Well, Undertaker won, and everybody got that right. And then, Jim, take it away. What do we have for the last main event?
It's time to rumble!
Thank you, Jim McMahon.
Time to do the Boost Mobile Shuffle.
Yes.
Yes.
Great, you also.
I'm a fool.
Yes, you are.
You're not the only one.
I'm a fool, too.
How great was this Rumble, though?
It was...
epic.
It was great, because the first part of it was Punk Jesus, and I loved Punk Jesus. It was
that was funny.
That was great. Who's going to be saved next? You all need to be saved, you know? He was like in the religious orgiacity of just of being the member of the Straight Edge for the first six guys.
Yes. But then... it's time to play the game.
Wait, you skipped something.
Time to play the game!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kali!
Beth.
An impression was brought to you by Preparation H. Continue.
Yeah, Kali. Oh, yes, that is true. Yes, Beth Phoenix. That is actually the best elimination, the fact that Beth Phoenix eliminated Kali.
That was great.
And the fact that she, this week, basically went on Twitter blowing up China. Putting her on blast, to use a street term, basically calling her, not knowing if she was a man or a woman.
Well, it is true.
And apparently China was offended, or at least that's what Beth said.
Oops.
But yes. Then again, does anybody care what China says now?
Not really.
Tomko, give me a beat.
No.
No.
Beth Phoenix won, China Doll nothing.
What is...
I think more people will take more credence than what China Phillips would say rather than China Doll. So the second part of the Royal Rumble was a nice mixture of Triple H working his way through the rest of the Rumble until Shawn Michaels comes out, they clean house, and Shawn Michaels eliminates Triple H.
Well, they're the last two left, and then Cena comes out.
Yeah, that was awesome. There was some good stuff there.
And then we get some more stuff coming in. We have Jericho, Batista. No, not yet. We have Jericho, R-Truth, Shawn Michaels, and I think Jack Swagger in there.
And don't forget about MVP and The Miz, their little continuation.
Then number 29 comes out.
Well, okay.
Who is left at
this point?
On
this day,
I see
clearly.
We all like to sing it.
Everything has come to life.
Cool. Yes.
Wow, I'm not
Jericho
singing this
Jericho is clapping his trunks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And Cole is calling a Joe Buck.
Oh, so he's not excited at all?
He was a little excited, but wasn't really selling it too much.
Oh, my. Yes.
Oh, my. Vintage Michael Cole.
Yes.
Somebody
but
call me, please.
We get to the we get to Batista coming out. We're down to Edge eliminates Jericho. We have Edge, Cena,
Batista,
and Batista. Michael starts to go out, and Batista just beats on his hands, and Michaels falls.
No, it was after a round of super kicks. Michael super kicked Edge back into the ring from the apron, and then Batista runs into Michaels from behind and knocks him off the apron.
And then Michaels goes, well, psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Much to the detriment of Chad Patton and Little Nate.
Super kicks for all.
Mm-hmm. And props to Little Nate for selling it like he had been shot in the temple.
Yes.
The man left his feet, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Michaels did not apologize nor show love or remorse for said super kick. Ric Flair would be so disappointed. Go on.
Mm-hmm. So we get to the final two. It is Edge versus John Cena. And I need the pseudo-quote Capimere here. John Cena says, "I am the one." Nikki?
Wrong!
Edge is your 2010 Rumble winner.
Very cool.
Huzzah.
Good stuff.
Indeed.
Great stuff, awesomeness. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yes.
So let's get to the scores.
The last three scores of the night. First elimination.
Hold on. Yeah. First elimination was Evan Bourne. Winner was Edge. And surprise entrance was Beth Phoenix, Edge, and three others that nobody picked.
Drew McIntyre and two others that
Drew
I can
McIntyre,
remember. Drew
McIntyre, John Morrison, and I believe it was JTG.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those were the five.
So final scores in last place with a rousing 2, which is 2 more than his previous record of futility, Jason Block.
What?
Ow!
What?
There's a sound for that.
Epic win? Wait,
nope.
That's not right.
I'm waiting for epic fail. That'll work.
I don't believe I got 2, but okay, fine.
You got Sheamus right, and you got Taker. You got Sheamus and Taker right, and you missed everything else.
All right, okay.
You picked Michaels, Morris, and RVD as your Rumble picks.
Oh, God.
So, and then we have a tie for 3 between Jim and Carl.
I'm not last place. Yay! I've graduated, almost.
And then with scores... Oh, and then with 3.5... Damn you, Goldberg, for not showing up! And then I went to look up, he's shooting another season of Bull Run.
I could have told you
mm-hmm.
that.
On speed. Yep. On speed.
And then with scores of 4, Josh, Nikki, and Typho.
We shot mid-range.
Thank you. Average boy. Anyway.
And your winner with 5.5. And
you didn't need
new champion. VRM.
That so made my weekend because I was feeling like crap on all day Sunday.
Glad to be of help.
And now that that dust has settled, Monday night was, dare I say, I'm going to get shot for this, out of this world.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
Fair assessment.
Yeah.
By the way, Edge comes out and he is a transformed man.
No, no.
Why
no.
would you do that?
Because it was cringeworthy?
But it's Edge.
Yeah.
I was booing my transformed man line.
Oh.
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 Double
okay.
down on that. Yes.
So, and then Edge pretty much gives a face, hit the return spiel. Face return
yeah.
spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pale Dynamo himself comes out.
Yeah.
The new, wait a minute, the newest part of Pale Force? I don't know how Conan will react.
Or Gaffigan.
Or him, yeah.
So Sheamus starts to badmouth Edge, hits him in the face with a microphone, and then he proceeds to eat a spear. To which we hear, on this day, I see clearly.
Rob, get a day job.
Yeah.
You're a little pitchy, dog. A little pitchy.
Lots pitchy.
Rob, that was simply and utterly dreadful.
Fuck your cow. So let's, we have Vince McMahon backstage, and we see him in the locker room, and he's talking to somebody. And it's our Raw guest host, William Shatner!
Yay!
Feeling on immediately.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And proceeds to cut a nice little promo on Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm.
Why, yes. Yes, I did.
Well, he better.
He has to stand up for his fellow Canadian.
Yeah.
A.
So then we are 30 minutes into the show. We have to take a commercial break because I'd like to thank KFAL Records for paying for my trip.
Oh, no problem.
And for that, we have to play a new commercial for you. I hope you enjoy it.
You know him as Captain Kirk, T.J. Hooker, and the guy with that awful toupee on Rescue 911. You may also know him from prior musical exploits covering the likes of Bob Dylan.
Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
And Elton John.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am.
The music of the squared circle. New from KFAL Records, it's William Shatner, Four Corners of the Ring, an exclusive two-disc set of the Captain covering his favorite wrestling theme songs, such as this iconic showstopper.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the moves that really moves them. I send chills up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
A five-knuckle classic.
Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's a franchise, boy. I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time is now. Wow, 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 wow
start.
Too much awesome. Too much awesome.
Okay.
You know, the sound was screwing up, so we'll play it next week.
Okay, no problem.
But even so, good. When I watched that, literally, this was just hilariously funny. Oh my god, great stuff.
I had it on mute and I was still laughing.
If they actually had that thing for sale, it would fly off the shelves. I'm telling you.
Oh, it would.
Mm-hmm.
People would buy it. Anybody? Oh, that reminds me. Did anybody see the Trekkie in the audience?
No.
Oh god, no.
Handheld caught when Chatter comes down to the ring. Handheld caught a guy in a science officer's original series science officer uniform making the Vulcan sign.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Double geek.
By the way,
yeah.
I'll specify quickly, the K-Fail record also comes with a bonus single, a new version of Freeze Frame. That's all I'm going to say.
By the way, I'll buy 100.
Okay. Let me ask, no problem, just keep this card.
And put it on Seidelman's bill.
Hey!
Well,
that'll bounce higher than a Heyman check, and I know.
That's
wow.
A win. Well played.
Win!
My personal finances aside...
Yes.
Speaking of Bill Shatner...
Yes.
We have a Botchamania moment.
Ah, yes.
Shatner comes to the ring. He trips over the middle rope, and he proceeds to Luthez press Jerry Lawler.
That was staged, man.
Oh, yeah.
Was that 15 years ago? Wait, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think that was more of a tribute than anything else.
Yeah, that's not Botchamania.
Yeah.
I think it'll still end up on there just because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny,
yeah.
Yes. Botched? Nah.
No second chances,
funny
maybe that one will be on there, yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a clothesline than the Luthez press, but hey, hindsight's 20/20.
Mm-hmm. Clothesline, Luthez press, nobody who's wrestling right, mainly the people in FCW don't know the difference. Well, unless their name is Brian Danielson, Caval, Joe Henning, Norman Smiley.
Yay, Norman Smiley, anyway.
Yeah, Norman Smiley's back on TV.
Yay! Norman Smiley, yes.
Somebody, Big Wiggle.
Oh,
on it.
Sorry.
That's what the ladies called me in high school.
Good God.
And Ruby,
just for
that,
I'm
going to
do the penguin dance.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hit an answer dance button in a minute.
Oh, no. We need the dancing baby from Ally McBeal.
Oh, God. Oh, can we get
that?
Oh,
hello, 1997.
Yeah. Can we get back to 2010? I'm trying to...
Yes. No, because I'm too excited about this new revival of Hollywood Squares starring Tom Bergeron and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, God.
Driving down Hollywood Boulevard.
Come on, win my face. My feels good.
Let's get back to Shatner, especially his backstage segment. All of the jokes in at once.
Joke!
Ow. Yes.
Got myself in the air. Yes, because then Shatner plays... Title shot, negotiator.
Yes, the Raw match negotiator. Again, hilariously funny because if you looked at CM Punk, he couldn't stop laughing.
Punk Jesus has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Freeze frame. In his life.
And so that's where the freeze frame parody comes from, friends. Yes.
Freeze.
So in the Raw match negotiator, and of course it being February sweeps, he negotiates a three-way dance between Big Show and The Miz, the Straight Edge Society, and DX for the tag team titles.
Three-way dance. Three-way dance. I'm sorry.
Which is a pretty cool idea, if you ask me.
Oh, my God.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Yeah, me too. Now we have the chamber matches.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to win those first two.
Yeah, Triple H beats Jack Swagger in a very competitive match.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. I was really glad. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry because I just had so much fun with this. I was glad to see Swagger get a chance to show off his stuff.
Cody, on the other hand,
Cody's going away soon. I expect him when they do some spring cleaning this year, Cody's going to go away. That's just my feeling.
We'll see. But let's see, what else did we have? Actually, the one that was really in doubt was Orton's match.
Orton versus Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels had everything going his way.
But wait.
You're right.
But wait. Orton does something snake-like and gets the win.
Oh, my.
And Michaels has another bit of a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
I would, too. The difference in work rate. Come on.
Yeah.
Is my smirk showing?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Don't worry, Nikki. Your smirk showed on RVD Radio. Go to RVD Radio right now. After the show, go to RVD Radio to find out why.
Yeah, don't go now. The show's live here. Or at least right now. Well, never mind. Freeze frame.
Then we have Ted DiBiase versus Mark Henry. And Ted wins.
Yay!
Right. And for the last match, we have Big Show versus Kofi Kingston. A really good match, but to set it up, Kofi Kingston accidentally gets Big Show in the eye. And since he's blinded, he starts swinging. Boom!
Mm-hmm.
He punches out Scott Armstrong.
Who sadly deserves it some night.
Yeah. You mean every night, Nikki.
Yeah, you're right. He's a slow counter. And I'm not going to rant on him. We still got a lot of stuff to take care of here, and we don't have a whole lot of show left.
So, Show gets disqualified, even though he has a legitimate excuse. Kofi gets the last chamber spot.
So, Rob, remind who is the six people in the pod come chamber on the Raw side?
We have Sheamus. We have Triple H. We have John Cena. We have Randy Orton. We have Teddy Biasi. And we have Kofi Kingston. Somewhere Mike Adamly is saying, "He's Jamaican me crazy."
He's gonna make you crazy.
Boom, boom, boom.
Damn it!
What?
Hopefully Kofi will actually get to wrestle in the match this year.
Yeah. That's a good point. On Thursday, I flew into Columbus. Mickey found a nice Chinese buffet for us to enjoy. And we watched some Superstars.
Mr. Seidelman, you are skipping Tuesday, which a very important announcement was made.
Yes. Oh, yes. We go to ECW, Vince comes out.
Yes.
ECW in 3 weeks.
Will
goodbye.
Finally be put to rest.
At about time, if you ask me.
Yeah.
A lot of people will tell you 3 years too late. No, this
yeah.
is the right time. Tommy's gone. He was the last original. There's no reason to keep those letters going.
Exactly. Let it die.
Mm-hmm.
Let it die. And the new name is?
The new name is NXT. If it sticks.
Yes, if
we've
it sticks.
If it sticks, we've got two legal issues flying around about it. A
couple little loopholes, yeah.
Let's see. There's a European Wrestling League that uses the letters. There is a golf company that uses that designation for golf balls, so they could get Tiger Woods to stand up for him. Wait a minute.
No.
Tiger got a few other lawsuits pending, yes.
What about Lego?
Who?
Lego. Mindstorms NXT.
I think that's just a small part of it. They licensed Mindstorm NXT. They didn't license
that, and also,
NXT.
Looking at Wikipedia, there's also seems to be a programmable logic controller company known as NXT who do loudspeaker technology. That could be a problem.
Question for those who maybe more than know. Any of those companies that have NXT in their branding, do they refer to themselves as Next?
I would say... say possibly, but I cannot confirm or deny it.
Because that could be WWE's escape plan if they so choose it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the rumor is this is supposed to be more a reality-based show, sort of like Tough Enough in a way, to show wrestlers in and out of the ring. Rumored to be. So we'll see.
Wrestlers, when they start acting real, sorry, I just
watched. Yeah, something like that. But for me...
Can we just name that The Miz Show instead?
Yeah. But,
it'd be better than The Snooki Show.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Why couldn't she heave at the wing bowl today? Oh, I'm sorry, keep going.
GTL, baby.
No, my dear uncle seems to like that show for some reason because he tweets about it too much.
That's because Paul Heyman is trying to hit on Snooki, and you know, Nikki.
Oh, God.
Paul, please get over your midlife crisis.
Yes.
You're also talking about a guy who interviewed Missy Hyatt on his show.
Well, yeah.
And also...
looked her in the eyes once.
Of course. He's still bitter about her beating him in an arm wrestling match at a Clash of Champions.
Oh. Let's get back to this.
And we also forgot about, just very quickly, the Bret Hart confrontation with Vince, which was very good.
Of course.
As well.
Ooh. That was good.
You know, but it also proved, unfortunately, one very good point. Bret Hart will never wrestle in a ring again.
Yeah, it's ugly. Yeah. He's that bad off.
He essentially did what he called hockey fighting. To Vince, and they're covering both the fact that Bret cannot wrestle anymore and that Vince shouldn't wrestle anymore with the totally interference of Big Dave and afterwards John Cena.
Which we saw the clips on SmackDown tonight. Speaking of SmackDown, but we'll get back to SmackDown because we have a comparison piece, don't we, Miss Heyman?
You're the one with the notebook, but yes, I helped you on this one.
There is a joke going on that TNA has a 2-hour show and about 20 minutes of wrestling. So, to sort of prove or debunk that theory, I actually forced Nikki Hammond to watch an episode of Impact.
Oh, God, no. Nikki, my condolences.
I thought you liked her.
I do.
I got him back. I made him clean the bathroom.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Tough love is what it's called, kids.
All right. Running through Impact and the matches that they had, because they were they're setting up their 8-card stud tournament. Which is pretty much probably going to be the entire, about 3/4 of the matches at Against All Odds this next weekend. To which, if the snow lets up, I should be back in Seattle or Tacoma. Or maybe on a date. Who knows? Looking over the matches, we had match lengths of, there were 7 matches on Impact.
Uh-huh.
The match lengths were, and remember, Impact has about 80 minutes of show and 40 minutes of commercials.
Uh-huh.
We have 2 minutes 35 seconds, 7 minutes, 2 minutes 4 minutes, 2 minutes 4 seconds, no wait, 2 minutes 9 seconds, excuse me, 6 minutes 49 seconds, 4 minutes 35 seconds, 3 minutes 7 seconds, and 2 minutes 13 seconds. All told up for 80 minutes a show, you have 28 minutes, 28 seconds.
Hmm. So a half hour of wrestling in a 2-hour show.
Essentially. But let's fast forward to tonight, as we used the same formulae on SmackDown.
Yes.
Now, SmackDown on my network TV has about 86 minutes of show. And there were 6 matches on this one. Oh, I take that back. 5 matches in this one with one with an asterisk.
The bell rang, it still counts.
Right. Anyways, the match lengths were 5:43, 1:48, 1:47, 6:57, 2:37, and 7:23. All told, you have 26 minutes and 5 seconds. Me and Nikki were shocked to find out that this week Impact had more wrestling on it than SmackDown.
Wow.
And SmackDown is usually billed as the show with more wrestling, so.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Now, what will probably happen, since Mr. Seidelman's staying here till Monday night into Tuesday, depending on weather, we're going to throw the same formula at Raw.
If you get 20 minutes, call me.
I think we'll do all right. I think the average is going to come out the same. I'm only going to give leeway of about 2 minutes either way to the Raw total.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so it'll be either 24 minutes or 30 minutes. We'll see.
So what point are you trying to prove with this?
That,
for the smarks out there who say Impact is all talk and no action, bite me.
Wasn't me. I just said it was all old farts.
This is kind of like the hard-hitting investigative journalism that only Columbus's finest news stations can provide during February sweeps.
There you go. That works.
We need the ratings.
Who knows? Maybe we can get Sean Waltman on the show.
God help us.
Oh.
He can talk about his affairs with a man named China. Oh, wait a minute.
Damn. This was originally going to be the All Ohio show. So, almost show. So I think it would be appropriate to talk about some wrestling news in Ohio. Nikki, you have this one, so I want you to take it away.
Which part would you like to hear?
I think we need to hear about the first part.
Oh, you want to hear about the RVD radio show?
No, the other part.
Well, first part.
I'm confused.
The story that you told me at the restaurant.
Oh, yes. Okay. Lightly entitled, How PG is Affecting Even the Independent Circuit. I was invited to have a tryout as manager for a group called Next Generation Wrestling, based out of Owensville, Ohio. This was an excellent mishmash of wrestlers that I have worked with all over Ohio and in Indiana. I did a pre-show tag match with two guys that I've never heard of and I don't think are going to be invited back against Ring of Honor's Bravado Brothers. I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and it looks like I will be invited back. My dear friend Jabari, a.k.a. Super Oprah, was in a fatal four-way match. Now, for those listeners here who don't know much about Super Oprah, essentially, I have a male friend who dresses up like Oprah, complete with big baggy dress with a stuffed bra and one deadly weapon. For those of you who are squeamish, you might want to turn the volume down for a moment. Sometimes it is a new tampon. Sometimes it is a opened tampon decorated for look used.
Okay.
For JJ.
Man. This is a deadly weapon. I have, unfortunately, fixed it by accident. It was also used in the Fatal 4-Way match. Well, after the match was over, things were getting set up for the next match. I'm in the back talking with a couple of other ladies, and we're talking about some of the videography because they were shooting promos. This young lady comes to the door and demands to speak to either the promoter or to the HWA Matt Stryker, who was there just for pretty much a speaking role. He might be getting back in the ring. We'll see. And we asked her what the problem was. She then goes off on an enormous tirade about Super Oprah and how this character should not be allowed to be presented at a show where she thought it was going to be a family event, and the fact that there were so many kids in the audience, and this and that and the other thing. And I'm like, wow, this is the first time I've ever heard a complaint about Super Oprah. It turns out that one of the other workers there, this was his mother. So he came out and tried to calm her down. But now I understood why she was so upset. We overstepped our bounds in her sensibilities, as both of them are very Christian.
Uh-huh.
But said worker was essentially trying to tell her, look, Ma, I don't have any control over this. We never said this was a family show. And, you know, I can't, you know, nobody told Super Oprah not to do it. Now, admittedly, Super Oprah might have stepped over the line in making fun of a handicapped kid.
Ooh, weird.
Ah, jeez.
That's a gray area. But the tampon thing, sorry. You know, there's not a whole lot you can do about that because, again, we were not told what the show's rating was supposed to be.
Yeah, and that's a promoter thing.
Right, so
go ahead.
It's my understanding they did talk to that Super Oprah did talk to them, and I think he did apologize for making fun of the kid. But I don't know the rest of the story on that. I haven't had a chance to talk to Jabari since that show. But I'll hopefully get to talk to him on Sunday. even though this weekend looks like a bust for wrestling shows. Insanity Pro Wrestling's Chikara Invasion has been canceled because of the weather.
Yeah.
And me and Nikki know somebody who is very, very disappointed about that.
Yourself.
Besides us, we have a mutual friend in Indianapolis who is looking forward to meeting us.
And also, the Philadelphia house show for Raw has been canceled for this weekend.
I heard
rescheduled for the 11th.
Yes.
And I believe that all the Ring of Honor allowed anyone who had those tickets to get in for free for the TV tapings tonight.
I know somebody who could have been working it but decided, oh, the snow's too bad. We know him.
But,
speaking about Super Oprah, Typho chimes in and says, it's the greatest gimmick ever. How is this guy not in FCW yet?
That's what I'd like to know, because he's a pretty big dude, and he does this very well. Actually, you can go to YouTube, type in Super Oprah and Simmons, and you'll actually see Super Oprah interact with Farouk.
I would do that. By the way, as to that, though, I have worked on the East Coast, and I work with a family-friendly organization called NWS, or National Wrestling Superstars. Can't curse. Don't.
Good evening. Welcome to this quick breaking news update. Ladies and gentlemen, after he left in 2007 for drug use, Joey Mercury has been re-signed to WWE.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Rumor. They want to put him in the Straight Edge Society.
Yeah.
Ooh, could you imagine a let's say a Morrison-Mercury feud?
I'm there.
Let's make it for the Intercontinental title.
Well, after Phoenix holds it for a little while.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Well, we're 2 minutes left into the show, so we need to break out some bubbly and say happy birthday to Tony Reale's biggest fan, stat boy Josh Henniger.
Yay!
Yeah!
Thank you!
So everybody, on the count of three.
Oh, God.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
That was
the tempo for the song.
Cue the tempo,
damn it!
Happy birthday.
Little stat boy, Josh Henniger. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my!
If I may ask, Josh, how old are you?
I planned it better myself.
I'm actually going to be 23 years old here come tomorrow.
22? You said 22.
23.
Good for you. Awesome.
And also, one final piece of news before we start saying our goodbyes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki, listen up. Your favorite wrestler and mine, Brock Lesnar, is the cover boy for UFC Undisputed 2010.
Yes, he is.
Coming out May the 25th.
Well, with that said, we should actually end the show.
My house, bitch! Ladies and gentlemen, I have officially taken over the show with the Royal Rumble 2008 chair.
Oh, my
so
God!
in the back with the chair. So, good night, Mr. Gentleman, and good night from the North American Wrestling Commission. I feel so much better now.
How my Zyphoid complex.
Get your trousers off.
Who cares? It still hurts.
Guys.
The sad thing, though, is he's probably getting the rise off of that, which is weird because it's just a chair. I mean, you know.
No, it's a fall. He's flat on his face.
Oh. Well, it's been nice knowing you, Rob. Good night and good luck.
Good night, all.
Ow.
Can you whack him in the head for me, Nikki?